This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines for this hour, MUT Human Resources and Management Department appoints an industry advisory board, and KZN Premier Ntuli addresses gender-based violence allegations in his office. The time is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Dumiso Buthelezi. The Department of Human Resources and Management has appointed an advisory board. The acting head of department, Lwazim Mthimkhulu, said the Human Resources and Management Industry Advisory Board is formed in terms of an university policy whose preamble state that the board serves as a vehicle for enhancing currency and quality in teaching and learning while addressing skills development. The policy on industry advisory boards aims to establish a framework for implementing industry advisory boards at MUT. Mthimkhulu said the objectives of the board are to provide input and guidance concerning the curriculum, external needs, vocational profiles, relevance, and empower research projects to ensure that MUT academic and technology development programs are responsive to the changing demands of industry and the community. To formalize and regulate the functioning of industry advisory board and to ensure the adoption and maintenance of the best practice in retaining the currency and agility of academic and technology development programs. The board will also facilitate partnerships with external providers on the placement of students for work-integrated learning, internships and employment, and advise on labor market requirements, specifically about skills and competency requirements leading to employability and job creation. In other news, KwaZulu-Natal Premier Thami Ntuli has defended his office against allegations that if it failed to act on an incident of gender-based violence that occurred within the Premier's office. In a statement, the Premier stated that his office has been at the forefront of the fight against gender-based violence. Dr. Nonhlanhla Mkhize, the former Director General of the province, recently resigned after being subjected to threatening behavior by a male staff member in Premier's office. This past weekend, a letter detailing the incident from Dr. Mkhize's perspective surfaced online, where the alleged GBV was described. In the statement from his office, Premier Ntuli detailed the events surrounding the matter. He said that upon receiving Dr. Mkhize's letter of resignation on the afternoon of June 4, 2025, he only formally handed over the acceptance of the resignation on June 9, 2025. And finally, I don't wanna ever break away from you or the light might go away. South African global music star Taylor made her mark at the 2025 Nick Leighton Kids' Choice Awards, hosting the high-profile event at the Becker Hangar in Santa Monica and taking home the award for Favorite Global Music Star representing Africa. The award show is known for its energetic atmosphere and green slime ethics. Taylor opened the night with a lively Best of Summer dance celebration featuring the hottest tracks of the season, DJed by Benny Blanco and supported by an ensemble of dancers, including a surprise appearance by Smith Fitz. This was the 23-year-old singer and fashion icon's first time hosting a major international award show. Speaking ahead of the event, she described it as a full circle moment, having auditioned for Nickelodeon as a child. Now to recap on the leading stories for this hour, MUT Human Resources and Management Department appoints an industry advisory board, and KZN Premier Ntuli addresses gender-based violence allegations in his office. Your next news update is at 2 p.m. I am Dumiso Buthelezi, MUT Radio, shaping on the future.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.